Shalom, and welcome to Via Havta Yisrael, a Hebrew phrase which means, you shall love Israel. We hope you'll stay with us for the next 30 minutes as our teacher, Dr. Baruch, shares his expository teaching from the Bible. Dr. Baruch is the senior lecturer at the Zera Avraham Institute based in Israel. Although all courses are taught in Hebrew at the Institute, Dr. Baruch is pleased to share this weekly address in English. To find out more about our work in Israel, please visit us on the web at loveisrael.org. That's one word, loveisrael.org. Now, here's Baruch with today's lesson.
Well, we have arrived at the last Psalm, Psalm 150. And it has been a long journey through this book, but hopefully it's been a spiritually profitable journey through the book of Psalms. I know for me, God has taught me many things as I studied this book of Psalms. We began it in the summer of 2020 at the height of the Corona time. And now we have passed through that. God is faithful, and we are now approaching another chapter in our lives. What is God going to do in the near future? How is God going to bring things into His order? What are His purposes? And what is God going to change in the near future? Now, I don't know the answer to those things, but I do know this. Regardless of what happens, God is worthy of praise. It is proper to give Him thanks. We should always worship Him. In fact, the number one objective of the enemy is to keep you from worshiping God. So don't be defeated by the devil. Don't believe his lies, and don't accept his discouragement to cause you to move away from where God wants you to be. There is no better place for you than in the will of God. And when you are in the will of God, that in and of itself is reason enough to praise God, to thank God, and to worship Him. Well, take out your Bible and look with me to this final Psalm, Psalm 150. Again, this psalm is all about worship, praise, and thanksgiving. And again, we're going to see that all things should be brought under God's submissive plan, and to do so joyfully and praising Him for all things. Let's begin. Psalm 150 and verse 1. Likewise, it begins as the last several psalms have begun, and that is with the word hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then we have once again a command, and that is that we praise God, and specifically praise God in His sanctuary. Now, again, sanctuary in one sense is where God dwells. We're talking about the temple. His sanctuary in this context is the entire temple, but there's an emphasis always on the Holy of Holies, because God resided in that location. Between the two cherubim on the kaport, that is upon that mercy seat, which is the covering of the Ark of the Covenant. That is where God's glory resided. And therefore, what it's telling us is that we should praise God in His sanctuary. And that tells us something. God has a purpose. The word holy and the word sanctuary is simply the holy place. That's literally what it says in Hebrew. And therefore, God's holiness is always related to His purpose. So we need to praise God, acknowledge Him, give thanks to Him for all of His purposes. Because when we submit to the purpose of God, we are brought into the will of God. We are going to be endowed with the provision of God in the fullest sense. And we will see things correctly. We will be able to act with discernment, having those words of knowledge, that prophetic truth, that provision from God, so that we can obey Him. And victory is just that. victory in your life, if you want to know, how can I have a victorious life? Obey God. It's just that simple. And as you begin to obey God, yes, the enemy, he's not going to like that. He's going to come against you. But when you will not be discouraged, when you will not be deterred from doing God's will, you're going to find that that enemy will grow tired. He will move on to someone else. So remain faithful. Be committed to the purposes of God. Look how the next part of verse 1 continues. It says again, praise him in his strong firmament. Now, this word firmament has to do with the lower parts of heaven. We talked last week about the heights of heaven or the heaven of heavens, but here we're talking about a different word. It's the word rakia, excuse me, and it speaks about the lower portion of heaven. Verse 2, praise him with his powers. Now, what it speaks about here is the might of God, God's strength, God's power, God's might. And therefore, there's something we can learn here. When we are committed to serving God, and again, worship is avodah in Hebrew, work or service. And to do work, we need resources. And God is providing to provide us with might, with power, what we need to accomplish his purposes. So it says, praise him. That should be our objective, to bring honor to him, glory to him. Praise him with his might. And it's in the plural, his abundant might. Praise him. And many Bibles don't translate this literally. It says, praise him. Kevrov, according to the abundance. Now, this is a word, when you want to thank someone very much, you say toda, that is thank you, and rabat means very much. Actually, toda is thanks, and lacha or lak, to you. So, toda rabat lacha, if it's a man, toda rabat lach, if it's a woman. Thank you very much. Well, this is speaking about praising him with much, with his greatness, the abundance of his greatness. And that is who God is. God is abundantly great. And we need to praise him with that abundant greatness that belongs to him. Verse 3, praise him. And then we have the word betaka shofar. Shofar is not a typical trumpet, it's the ram's horn. And the ram's horn speaks about God's provision. And we have a word here, teka, which is the sounding of the shofar. So it means here, with the blast of the shofar, the sounding of the shofar, that we are to praise him. And then it says, praise him with, we have the word nevel, which is clearly a harp, ve-kinor, and a violin. So praise God with the harp and the violin. And then it goes on. What we see here is that it's all about praising God, worshiping him with instruments. It says, praise him with betof, which means with, some will say timbrel, but it's really a drum. It's what you beat, and it makes noise, abundant noise. So praise him with the drum and dance. Here again, it is proper when we do so in appropriate and fitting way to dance unto the Lord. Praise him, be minim. Minim would be different species. And here it's talking about a variety of musical instruments. And then it concludes, look at the end of verse 4, with the word ugav. What is ugav? Well, in modern Hebrew, it speaks about not a piano, but an organ. And here it's probably speaking about a similar type of instrument, similar to a piano, whatever they had back then, that made as well a very significant sound in order that God would be praised. So all of what we're talking about here in verses 3 and 4 has to do with worshiping God with a variety of different instruments. And these instruments are coming together for one purpose, to exalt the name of God, that he would be praised. Look now to verse 5. It says, praise him, beit tzitzele shema. Now, most would see this as cymbals, cymbals of noise, cymbals that can be heard. So you've seen these in the visuals, these cymbals being clanged. You can really hear them. And that's what God is being admonished or being admonishing us to do, that we praise him loudly. We praise him in a way that captures the attentions of others, that people know that we want to worship God, that we want to praise God. So praise him with cymbals of noise. Praise him. We have this same word, tzitzele, truah. Now, I would suggest to you that this word, tzitzel, has to do with ringing noise. Now, if you put cymbals together, there's going to be a ringing. And this is what it's talking about. Tones, sounds. And these sounds, well, the word here, teruah, is like a shout. It's the same word for making a shofar, the ram's horn, to sound. But here it's just speaking about how these cymbals are going to ring out in a loud way. And then let's get to our last verse where it says, kol ha-neshima, everything, the breath. And the implication is everything that has breath. Now, remember something. God, when he created humanity, it says that he breathed into man through his nostrils. He gave to us life, and this word is breath. And so it says everything that has breath, meaning everything that has life. What are we to do? Tehallel Yah. And again, Yah, we talk about Hallelujah. It is the abridged form of that sacred name of God, that Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. It speaks about the God who transcends time. So again, let everything, and the implication is that has breath, let those that have breath praise the Lord. This God who transcends all things, this God who is without limitations, without borders, this God who is sovereign, this God who is above all. And then again, we conclude with that same word that many of these Psalms begin with and conclude with, this word, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Again, my hope is that our journey through the book of Psalms have been a worthwhile one for you, that you have learned some things in order that you can serve God, worship God, praise God, thank God, and glorify God better. God is faithful. God wants to bring change into your life, and worship is one of the ways that God does that. As you worship God and draw near to him, you will experience God's change in your life. The book of Psalms, called in Hebrew Sefer Tehillim, a powerful tool in order to breathe into you life, a new life, a life that is worshipful, praiseful, and committed to exalting the one true God, the God of Israel, and his only begotten Son, Messiah Yeshua. Well, I'll close with that. Shalom from Israel.
Well, we hope you will benefit from today's message and share it with others. Please plan to join us each week at this time and on this channel for our broadcast of loveisrael.org. Again, to find out more about us, please visit our website, loveisrael.org. There you will find articles and numerous other lectures by Baruch. These teachings are in video form. You may download them or watch them in streaming video. Until next week, may the Lord bless you in our Messiah Yeshua, that is, Jesus, as you walk with him. Shalom from Israel.